Rolling out Health IQ.
Good afternoon. This is Munson Steve rolling out and Health IQ. Today we have Andre Johnson of the Detroit Recovery Project. And we want to thank you for taking the time during this coronavirus era to share with us what individuals who are dealing with addiction and other healthcare issues. Andre Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Steve. It's certainly a pleasure to be on your show. But we are talking about a time when there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety. And during these times, typically we see alcohol abuse increases, other drug use increases. And I want to encourage your listeners that they seek alternatives to help to cope and deal with the anxiety. And be okay with seeking out a therapist. You can seek out telemedicine therapy services. If you have health insurance, you can call your insurance provider and receive telehealth services.
So, with many individuals still in disarray in their minds, it seems surreal. How can individuals who are either just entering recovery or entering a 12-step program actually make it to a meeting if they can't congregate?
So I'm glad you asked that. As a matter of fact, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Zoom meetings, 12-step AA, 12-step NA meetings going on all around the country. So if someone is listening, they can Zoom NA or AA in their community, and they can get a list of the Zoom meetings in their community. But 12-step support groups have responded very appropriately to make sure that they are there for people who need the help.
The city of Detroit is seeing many recessions and depressions, but never a pandemic. What happens when individuals lose their jobs as it relates to substance abuse and recovery?
Well, what happens is they tend to fall into a depression, go under, and start using more and more drugs and alcohol. I mean, these are stressful times. And so during these stressful times, people have to have a coping mechanisms to help to cope with these stressful times. There's no, you know, one way fit fix all approach. Each individual is different. I can only imagine that if this pandemic is causing people to lose their income, and then it can have a ripple effect, meaning they may lose their homes, their autos, food on the table, et cetera. And that's why it's important as a community that we tap into community resources to help those who need them the most. And that's one of the things I'm seeing right now in Detroit. Starting today, they started a testing center at Michigan State Fair site grounds. Some of the big corporations like Quicken Loans, they've created a hotline. So a lot of people are coming together during these times because this pandemic, it affects us all. It affects our employees, our families, our friends, and loved ones. And we have to monitor people closely because depression is really real. And if you see a family member or someone that may be experiencing some severe isolation or severe depression, you may want to ask them a few questions like, what's going on? How you doing? And what can I do to make you feel better? Just to let them know that you're paying close attention to them.
So as a student of obviously psychology and sociology and providing these services, recovery coaches to a community, what are some of the indicators of a person doing or utilizing or their behavior changes that would suggest that there are some substance abuse issues going on where there hadn't been one in the past?
Well, you usually see some signs, some symptoms, strange behavior, strengths, typically abnormal sleeping patterns, sometimes irritability. Those are the typical symptoms, or unaccountability for money. And sometimes, depending on what substance they may use, so if they're on heroin or oxycodone, you tend to see people who are a lot more fatigued and lethargic. If they're on crack cocaine, their eyes a little popped out, lips very white. It varies. It varies on the drug of choice.
All right. For individuals who might be working to mask or having to deal with even alcoholism, is increased alcohol consumption a concern during these times?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question. There's an increase of consumption of alcohol use during times of pandemics, during times of loss of jobs. When we had our high numbers of unemployment rate back during the recession, we saw a spike in alcohol use disorder increase. We saw a spike in all drug use increase go up during that spike. So these are the times you really want to pay close attention, because alcohol, it's easy for some people to say, you know, I'm going to just give me a drink and go to sleep. And I'm going to give me a drink and go to sleep. And you keep doing that. And then now it's a pattern and it's a habit. And it's not an easy habit to break without professional help.
At the same time, prescription drugs are in and around the house. What can we do during this pandemic to make sure that we're taking a full inventory of our house regarding alcohol, prescription drug use, and just speaking as a family during this moment?
Yeah, I think if you're in a home with the family, you want to track, you want to have an inventory of any oxycodone medication that may be in your house. You want to monitor any alcohol that may be in your house, because these are the times when a kid or a young person can very easily say, hey, I'm going to take this pill and help me go to sleep. Or I'm going to get me a little drink. I'm going to get me a little sip and take the edge off.
Great. Thanks. We have a moment in terms of social behavior there. Distancing seems to be the order of the day. What are you seeing today, and what are your concerns as it relates to taking social distancing culturally for real?
I think that some people are still very reckless. I think some people are taking the social distance more serious than others. And I think that's why we've had these skyrocketed numbers here in Detroit is because people have not taken that social distance serious. People were still operating business as usual last weekend. And so I think with this recent spike, now people are being a little more conscious because a lot of folks are knowing somebody who may have died or may be in the hospital with the COVID-19.
When it comes time for active people in addictions, individuals who might be IV drug users or recreational drug users, the environment often requires sharing or closeness. What is your message to those individuals who would be sharing any type of legal or illegal drug at this moment?
So we do believe in what's known as harm reduction. We provide clean syringes with an effort to reduce HIV as well as reduce hepatitis. The IV drug users are definitely at a higher risk because of that needle exchange. And so we continue to promote the practice of sharing clean needles. We have a box where we take old syringes and properly dispose of them. And we have an outreach team that are in the community in the high risk IV drug use community. They are out there in the mobile unit wearing their masks, wearing their gloves, and passing out needles, as well as passing out hand sanitizer and alcohol swabs, et cetera. We have a whole little kit that we give people.
So for social distancing, once again, the idea is go to meetings virtually. But in addition, it's also, should people call their sponsor? How often should they call their sponsor in this particular type of moment?
I think during these trying times, I would encourage people who are in recovery that they call their sponsor every day just to do a check-in. And the reason why is because here in Detroit area, I know at least 5 people who are in the hospital, and these are individuals who are in long-term recovery, and they are all fighting for their lives right now. So I think people need a health and wellness check, and so it's good when people can call, especially when people may be living by themselves.
For the other individuals, are there some places online that they should go, family members, so that they can begin to educate themselves online to learn, like your website or any national website that you can recommend?
Yes. So there's a national website, which is SAMHSA.gov. That's SAMHSA.gov. And then our website is recovery4detroit.com. That's recovery4detroit.com.
Super, because we want a community to come together to be able to access hope. Any last words for those individuals who are really trying to seek help now? Or for those, particularly as it relates to this disease, the families that might need other services or are unfamiliar with other support groups for family members of addiction. Is there such a thing?
Yes. There's so I mentioned earlier the Zoom 12-step NAAA, but there's also some Zoom, what they call Non-Anon and Al-Anon, where folks can call in. And these are typically significant others, family members, individuals who may have experienced an addiction. And this is a support group for the family members. And sometimes they need help because, you know, the family members suffer during those addiction times as well.
Super. So we can anticipate a continued difficulty. So are you planning a strategy for post this issue, or are you guys right now, can people find a recovery coach today in your organization?
Oh, yeah. Let me give you the number. It's 313-365-3100. That's 313-365-3100. And we have the phone forwarded to somebody throughout the evening. So
right. If people want to follow you on social, what number do you have so that they can even follow you or tag you for any questions that they might have on social?
Social media. We have a Recovery for Detroit Instagram, and we have a Recovery for Detroit Facebook and Twitter.
Super. Couple other things just in terms of addiction that people may not be thinking of, and I just wanted to mention these, are like gambling and other forms of addiction. Can you just share with us, because I don't want individuals to leave out any forms of addiction, what this and any other form of addiction that you think will happen, because people might bet their last paycheck given it's their last. How is gambling playing a role in addiction? Can you share a little bit about gambling addiction and any other addiction that you think is going to happen during this moment of COVID-19?
Well, interesting enough, I think in over the 20-plus years that we've had three casinos in Detroit, they've been closed for the first time. But there was a law passed where you can do online gambling. I think it's a slippery slope, any addiction. Gambling, I mean, when people find themselves experiencing financial hardship, they tend to look for an easy way out. And sometimes gambling may be the only ray of hope. But I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I would encourage people to persevere during these hard times. And this day will soon pass. Eating addictions will probably spike. People probably eat a lot more food, a lot more fried food. People need to be more mindful of what they're putting in their bodies. But again, during these trying times, addictions can spike. It has many faces. And so I think that it's just important to self-monitor and really understand what you're doing and the frequency of it.
Got any last tips on coping, helping people cope, things that they can do at home, outside, to help themselves cope?
I think if you can take a 30, 40-minute walk a day, that can do wonders. I think if you can do some meditation, that can do wonders. Maybe read some books that you've been neglecting or been wanting to read. take this time to be productive. Clean out your basement. Just try to be assertive and try not to overindulge in the media blitz. And try to have some peace of mind.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for your time, Andre, for Health IQ and addiction. We'll come back to you in a couple of weeks to give us the lay of the land and both other things that you've observed that you want to share with us at Health IQ, because we want every community to understand the importance of recovery if they have a family member. And we applaud the effort that you continue to make in Detroit for making recovery accessible to all people in the city and the state of Detroit as you teach around here and around the country. So hats off to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. D. Take care.